Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, today, my special guest is Artie Hoffman. Artie has been a master-level psychic medium and spiritual advisor for over two decades, and he's helped change the lives of thousands of individuals who have turned to him for answers and guidance. His strong faith and natural intuitiveness, coupled with his ability to provide emotional understanding, makes him the preeminent spiritual therapist with foresight. A nationally renowned speaker, healer, and radio personality, Artie's weekly radio show, Angels and Answers, gives listeners a chance to connect with him from anywhere in the U.S. People call in to discuss a variety of topics from love and relationships, career, finances, and family life to communicating with their deceased loved ones. And so I'd like to introduce Artie. Artie, how are you today?
Hey, how's it going? That was a great introduction. I would hire me on those words.
Well, it comes from your website, Artie, so I trust that a great mind wrote it.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, no. All that's true. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I've read for over 16,000 people, and I've always had a desire of wanting to help out people, with their issues in life. And, I actually wanted to become a therapist. It was just one of my dreams, becoming a therapist growing up. And, when I was in school, I didn't have the scholastics. I didn't have the mind for school, and I didn't have the patience or the money for all that college and stuff. So I just went about doing my own business in the cleaning business. And then I got a postcard in the mail, and it said, how would you like to, it was in the junk mail, and said, how would you like to develop your psychic ability and intuitiveness? And I looked at it, I said, wow, I didn't know you could learn how to do this. I figured either you had it or you didn't. Now, the funny thing is, being that my birth name is Arthur, my favorite show was Bewitched, and Uncle Arthur was one of my favorite characters.
Oh, yes.
Here's the fellow who had the gift, who was like a warlock, but, had these gifts, and he was funny. And I always enjoyed, I said, I always wanted to be like him. And so this one postcard, I'm looking at it, and it said, for this one weekend seminar, come out to us, to the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach. So I asked my wife if she wanted to join me, who was my wife at that time. And she says, no, I don't care. She says, you can go. I don't care about that stuff. So I went just on a fluke, just out of curiosity, because it intrigued my interest, my curiosity. And I went out there, and that one weekend changed my life forever, because they taught you how to open up your heart and your mind to be 100% unconditional of any thoughts or images or messages that come into your mind, to share it with the person. And so that's what I did, and I didn't know I had a natural ability to be able to do this. So I did it for friends and family for, quite a few years, just for the fun of it. And then I needed some extra money, and I said, I don't know what to do, and I'm sitting on the couch. I said, you know what? I know how to read people. I said, I'll just throw an ad in the paper And the ad read, if I don't pull through, no charge. Because I didn't want people to think that I was trying to take advantage of them. And now I'm asking people for money that I've never asked for that kind of money before. You know, I wasn't used to making that kind of money. So I didn't want money to be an issue with me helping people. But 90% of the people did pay me, and my endeavor just took off. And now I do this full time, and now I have my own national radio show, and now I'm looking to be on TV, and it turned out to be a godsend. And now I have therapists who come see me, so that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Hey, Artie, just to let people know, when is your radio show on, and where can they find you?
Well, if you go to ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman, I have a direct link to my show. And it's going to be every Friday morning, every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m., because it's based out of Seattle through the Dr. Pat show.
Okay. Thank you.
So if you go to ArtieHoffman.com, then that's how you could reach me. Or call me at 877-ANGEL-02 for a phone reading or private reading. I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person, and I'm in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Now, how do you manage to do that over the phone?
It's all energy. It's like, how do I manage to get up with answers with anybody who's in front of me who I never met before? I literally just listen to answers from the angels and from your loved ones who've crossed over. And what the beautiful thing about what I do is there's no thinking on my part. And I just pay attention to thoughts and images that come into my mind from the spiritual world, and I deliver the message. And when I deliver the message, I don't always understand what I'm talking about, but I know that this is the answer to their life. And then sometimes I know exactly what's going on, and sometimes I have no clue what I'm saying in that moment, other than just I know these are answers to your life. But the person who I'm reading for, they'll get it. And I record all my sessions when I do private sessions. And when I record, and so therefore they might not understand it now, and they might not understand it weeks or months from now, but when they re-listen to it later on down the road, everything starts to equal up, you know. But when, as a psychic, and this goes for any psychic, no psychic knows everything, okay? I don't care who you are, and no psychic knows anything only because we are given the messages from the spiritual world, and that's where all the answers is. So it's a matter of how good that psychic is, or that person is, as far as opening up their channels. Now, jokingly, playfully, my license plate does say, I just know. But I say that because, you know, the answers do readily come to me when I want to know. But I do have an on-off switch. I'm not on 24/7. You know, like some
people. How
can
anybody be? Yeah.
No, they are. I have friends that are. And when you're open 24/7.
Really?
Even Teresa Caputo, the one who's the Long Island medium, the psychic, she's open 24/7. When I say open, I mean their channels are open 24/7. Not they are available for a reading 24/7. Their channels are open 24/7. And I have an on-off switch. So when I want to be on and tune into the spiritual world, I am. And when I'm off, then I can walk around in public. And I do say my prayers, you know, because I ask for answers from the spiritual world and for guidance, and I ask for protection from Archangel Michael and Metatron so that I am not affected by everybody else's energy, so that when I am out in public, you know, it's like I have a white light around me and my channels are turned off to everybody else. And when I want to turn it on, I turn it on in the dime, and when I want it off, it's off. So that's something that I've learned to develop.
Artie, we have one caller that I would like to take now. Her name is Doreen, and she says that she has psychic abilities, and she wants to know if this path is for her. Paula, can we speak with Doreen? While we're waiting for her, I just wondered, have your powers evolved over time?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, when I tell you, like, every day, as the weeks grow on, as the months grow on, my abilities do become sharper and sharper, and Believe me, I'm the one who does it, and I'm still amazed by it, believe it or not.
Mm.
And I don't take anything for granted. And I always tell people, you know, to me it was like high school. If I didn't get the answers from somewhere else, I wasn't passing. So the same thing with the spiritual world. When I'm doing a reading for somebody, if the angels and the loved ones on the other side isn't giving me the answers, then I'm clueless. But when I ask, they do pull through. You know, I do show my appreciation, and I give credit when credit's due. You know, it's not me. It's not about me. I just allowed myself to be put in a position to open up my channels to the spiritual world so I can receive beautiful messages and deliver the messages to the people who need to hear them. Now, I don't always tell people what they want to hear, but I tell them what they need to hear. And sometimes what they want to hear, though, is is good news. And people say, do I deliver bad news? And what I call it is hard news, not necessarily bad news. But if I'm going to deliver hard news, then the angels give me the answers to help people resolve their problems or issues. I won't just drop a bomb on you and say, okay, that's it. And I don't tell people when they're going to die because I think anyone who does that is vicious. There's no true purpose of telling somebody when you're going to die. Even if you're right on the money, it makes no difference. Or whether you're right or wrong. But that could turn into a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if you tell somebody something and it's going to stick in the back of their mind, then, you know, it's like they could create this to happen because the psychic told me I was going to die at 57, or the psychic told me I was going to die at 63 or 22, you know. And I've had people come up to me right from the get-go. As soon as they sat down, they were crying. I go, what's the matter? And, well, one psychic told me that I was going to – I said, don't worry about it. You're fine. And then I release the guillotine away from their emotional mind, and then they end up living past those days. But that's cruel to tell somebody when you're going to die. The only time it's okay is when somebody is on their deathbed and somebody's, you know, you're taking care of a loved one, you want to know how much time they have so that you could prepare. That's different. That's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're living a normal, healthy life and you're saying, hey, when am I going to live, or how long am I going to live to, I don't tell anybody that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, I liked what you said about telling people what they need to hear, and as opposed to necessarily what they want to hear. To me, that speaks to how God handles us in His own hands in terms of prayer. In looking back, even though I haven't always been able to realize at the time going through it, that God has taken care of me, I realize in retrospect that He's always taken care of my needs, not necessarily my wants, but sometimes those are aligned and they're the same thing. And so I think it's really important for me when I pray to pray from my heart. If I'm praying from my head, I'm not necessarily going to get what I want.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but I want to just elaborate just a little bit on what you just said, because a lot of people are guilty about what I'm about to say. Now, a lot of people become obsessed about one specific person, whoever that may be in their life, and they want this person really bad. Now, when you will something really bad, I want this person. Now, when your will is really strong, you could draw anybody or anything into your life. However, just because you draw that person or situation in your life doesn't mean it's best for you. And so what you should pray for is that person who could fulfill your heart, that person who will love you unconditionally, that person who could have fun with me and appreciate me and who's a good communicator and who's honest and loyal and who's available. I would like to have somebody who's healthy, somebody who's this. Or, you know, you're allowed to be greedy on the kind of person you ask for, somebody who has good family values, somebody who is a good-natured person. Now, when you're putting your eyes on somebody who you're very attracted to, this person might not even have half of what you're asking for. And so, but you're so attracted to this person, you want this person so bad because, I don't know, we have the same birth date or our mother's name's same, or, you know, we have so much in common, or when we kiss, it's like that dynamic chemistry, you know, but yet they have all these major problems and they're always disappointing you and blah, 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 blah. So it's like when you ask God for the right person, it's not necessarily the single specific person you're looking for, but ask for the kind of person you want, and God will bring that person to you.
That's great advice. I made the mistake once of offering up a prayer thinking of love, and it was a point in my life where I was very vulnerable, and what I received was a relationship that was not a happy one. So,
you want to hear something
funny? Go ahead.
Funny. It's the truth.
Yeah.
But it's funny, but it's the truth. Now, a lot of people who do choose to foolishly stay in a relationship that doesn't benefit them, and they ask me, Artie, are they ever going to change, or are they ever going to give me what I want, or will they finally come around, or after all the help that I give them, will they finally? And I say, you want to know something? In your relationship, you're looking for steak and lobster, and this person's only able to give you hamburger and french fries. Accept the person for who they are and what they're capable of giving you in a relationship. And if this is not good for you, then you should not be grow comfortable in the uncomfortableness.
Mm.
And that's what a lot of people
do. Well, that's great advice. Well, let's turn to Paula again. Paula, can we speak with Doreen?
Hello.
Hello, Doreen. This is David.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And I'm so happy to be joining the show today.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. My question, like I said, is I do have like some psychic and mediumship abilities. And I just want to know, do you see me possibly doing this as a career?
Okay. The answer is, can you do this as a career? The answer is yes. But before you even ask me any questions, and as soon as he just mentioned your name, I was already getting answers, is that you have a habit of second-guessing yourself.
Okay.
When you give answers to somebody, okay, when you give answers to somebody as a psychic or a medium, you got to tell them your first gut instincts and don't worry about how they always respond to you. And, so you got to follow your gut. Now, there are people who will doubt what I have to say to them, and I'll look at them and say, look, I'm not looking for your approval. I'm telling you my gut instincts, you know. So whether you believe me or not, these are my gut instincts. So my first impression as soon as I heard your voice was that you need just to stop second-guessing yourself and just do it, and you need to believe.
Right.
It's as simple as that. You need to believe because the answers aren't coming from you. You have to remember that. And it's your interpretation when the angels are delivering you messages or your loved ones are delivering you messages. And if you don't understand it, you ask the angels, you know, can you please repeat that or can you deliver it to me in another way that I can understand it?
Okay.
All right. Can you do this for a living? Absolutely, yes.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I mean, I've just noticed, like, recently since maybe December, January, everything is getting stronger and stronger.
Okay. Now, you also need to not to be afraid to charge, all right, or charge what you feel you're worth.
Okay.
You need to be able to say, these are my prices, and that's it. And, you know, and be careful about people who are trying to cut you down because, you know, it's interesting. You know, I met my wife, and she was the only person I said this to by coincidence, even though there's no such thing as coincidence. But, you know, once in a blue moon, if somebody is on skid row, I'll cut them a break. But it's far and few in between. But my wife said to me when I first did a reading for her, and I didn't know her from Shanghai, and she said to me, you know, could you cut me a break because, you know, I'm having da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, everyone who talks to me, a lot of people who talk to me, are, you know, having hard times, and I understand that. But I do give very valuable information, and I need to keep my prices at a certain level, and there's a respect level to that. And it's not that I'm trying to gouge anybody. I don't feel like I'm gouging anybody. But at the same token, if you give your information away for free and give your information away for free, then people will value it at that level, and they'll keep on asking you the same questions over and over, or they'll keep on courting on you and keep on bothering you until, you know, you're emotionally drained. So when you set a boundary or set a precedent for yourself, people will respect you.
Okay. No, I understand that.
So, I mean, to answer your question again, are you able to do this for a living? Yes, you're able to do this for a living. And
awesome.
And you will be very good. You just need to stay in your zone. To stay in your zone and not be affected by other people's facial expressions or what they have to say. Now, there are times where I might say something about, all right, I'm picking up this energy where, you know, some people are capable of saying, all right, you're having an argument with your sister, blah, 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 blah. And they could be right on that it's with the sister, but then it could say, I'm not having an argument with my sister, but I am having a problem with my daughter or with my mother, you know. So you might not pick up that individual, but you are picking up the energy of the situation they're going through.
Right.
I don't usually put myself out there like that unless if the messages are that sharp and clear that, oh, wow, they are really having problems in their relationship with their spouse or with their kid, you know. But I do pick up that they are going through the issues of whatever specifically it may be.
Right. No, it sounds awesome. I mean, I've been considering it since everything is coming in, like I said, more clearly, and I love it, and it gives me a sense of, you know, purpose that I have been missing, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, if you want to be a little bold with yourself and do what I did, like I said, I put an ad out in the paper, and I said, you know, if I don't pull through, there's no charge. Now, mind you, again, you'll be given answers that people might not be able to relate to in the moment.
Right, and that happens. That's why I do ask them to hold on to the information, you know, for a bit. And usually it does, you know, make sense if it doesn't make sense immediately.
Yeah, and it will be very beneficial when you record it because then they could re-listen to it because most people will forget most of the information that you're giving to them.
Right. No,
it's just human nature. They're only going to remember the super key points of what's most important, and then a lot of it, it's just going to go by the wayside.
Oh, definitely. No, I understand that. Like I said, I just started doing this, and I absolutely love it. So I'm on a great path, and I just continue like to learn daily. But it is something that I do want to do with my life because it does fulfill me helping people.
Right, and it's very important that you don't feel like you're being judged. And like I said, when you ask for assistance from the angels, now when I ask for answers, I mean, not only do I call upon my personal loved ones who have crossed over, but I ask for Archangel Gabriel, Uriel, and Ariel because they're the angels of communication.
Okay.
So they're the ones who open up my channels very wide. And I ask for protection from Archangel Michael and Metatron so that other people's energy doesn't get the best of me. So I stay within myself. I stay protected. But yet I'm still able to be with the person wholeheartedly. It's like a doctor visiting a patient. They could be right there with them, but you don't want to catch their sickness, but I'm right there with you to help you overcome your ailment.
Right. I understand that. No, that's awesome. It's great advice.
Well,
right.
Doreen, we better move on. We've got a number of callers that are waiting to
speak
to Artie.
Sure. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have one caller named Amy who's been very patient. And I would like to bring her on the line. She has a question with regard to a job that she's applied for. Amy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Amy. I want to say something to you before you say anything. Have you been feeling either extremely cold or very vulnerable? Because I'm looking at you and it's like you're chilly. And I don't know if that's a metaphor, like you've been very cold lately, like you've just been very cold, or it's a chill, like I feel very vulnerable. It's like in a vulnerable state. Can you relate to anyone of that?
Yes.
Both or one?
I don't know if it's the metaphor, but I always have my heater
cold?
Running. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that's
like
what
I
that
have
was.
My heater. Yeah, I always
running
have my
on.
Heater running at work.
Oh, okay, because I saw you constantly chilled, like
yeah.
fine wine,
yeah.
I always see you chilled.
Yes.
Okay, ask your question.
There is a position that's going to be coming open, but it all hinges on if this other person gets this job, and it's a place where my mother works, It would be a business manager position. So my question is, do you see me getting this position?
I keep on seeing the month of April. I keep on seeing the month of April as far as, you know, movement with this situation. All right, and will she get this? Will she get this? I believe you'll get it. You might not get it right away, but you're going to get the job. I feel like you are going to get the job. I think there's just going to be a slight delay, though, through the transition. There's a longer transitional period than what's anticipated, but then I feel like you're going to get it. But were they looking for the changes in April?
Yeah, it would probably take longer than anticipated because it has to go through a long approval process because it's a government job. It's a state government.
Yeah, because I see it starting to go, but be patient. I have a feeling you will. I do. I have a feeling you will. You know, and being that you're in government politics, it's all who you know, and being that your mother's there and stuff like that, and just be patient. I feel like you'll get it. I do. I really do. I feel like you'll get it. Just be patient with it, though.
Okay.
Amy, do
great.
Me a favor and call back and let me know if you get the job. I'm on 3:30 p.m. on Thursdays, and I'm on 7:30 p.m. Fridays. So give me a call back and let me know.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I will.
That would
well,
be
thank
awesome.
You for calling.
Okay, thanks, Artie.
All right, stay
thank
well,
you.
Honey.
Okay.
We have another very patient caller by the name of Jill, and she has a question for you. And, Jill, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, Jill, how are
you? Your voice sounds familiar to me, Jill. You called
that's
in
it?
Before, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead. Here's Artie.
I have an extremely difficult, excuse me, I'm sorry, relationship with my sister, and when things aren't going her way and I'm not doing things the way she wants me to, she's just relentless with the manipulating, the deceptions, the lying, the putting me down, attacking me. It just shakes me to the core.
Do you want to know something? I have a father who lives 5 minutes away from my home office, and I purposely don't visit him because of those exact reasons. And I choose to block out anybody who I feel is low energy or who is not respectful to me, and so therefore I just block it out. And so when you allow yourself to be in a position in anybody's company who is being disrespectful to you, you need to start weeding all these brown leaves out of your life because these are people who love you with conditions. They're not loving you unconditionally. And it takes away your self-worth and your integrity.
Well,
and,
that's her intention.
Right. And the thing is that you need to get to a place where, you know what, I'd rather not have you in my life than to have you like this. This is not what I called for. And you need to just let it be. You know, but don't go looking for other people's approval. If you're looking for other people's approval, that means you're not approving yourself. So it's just as much your fault as it is her fault because you're allowing it to happen. So just say, you know what, if this is the way you're going to treat me, then I don't need you in my life. So that's not the way to be. It's not the way to be. You need to allow only the healthy souls and people in your life that will make you feel how you feel about yourself. So if you feel really highly about yourself and you love yourself, then you won't allow that to happen. And, you know, and it will be her loss if she does not change her ways as you block her out of your life. And maybe she doesn't want to. Maybe she's not at that place yet of acceptance because those people who always want control are always going to want control on the most part. So just block the person out of your life. But you can't change them, but you can change how you choose to handle it.
Okay.
You know, there's a
saying. I mean, I know this, but it still just shakes me to the core.
All right, well then that's something that you have to learn to get over and just say, you know what, I don't accept this gift of pain from you. You've been accepting all her gifts of pain, and you know you don't need to. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one could ever make you feel like a victim without your consent.
That's true.
So, you know, you're giving her your consent to feel like a victim, and stop feeling like a victim and stop feeling self-pity because it's not going to buy you anything. I will say this to you right now. Congratulations, because today is the first day of the rest of your life. Later on today hasn't happened. Tomorrow hasn't happened. And it could be the quality of life as you choose, as you want it to be. It doesn't have to be as it always used to be. Learn from those mistakes. It's always okay to make mistakes so long as you learn from it. But if you keep on repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, now you've got a major problem, because you feel these are worthiness issues. And you need to overcome it and say, you know what, I don't deserve this. And so I choose to only hang out with my neighbors or my friends who treat me good, or even if it's just your pets and animals or certain family members. That's all you choose to hang out with. You don't need to hang out with them. It's just not necessary. They're only going to spiritually suck the life out of you.
Okay.
Jill, can I ask a question on your behalf of Artie?
Yes.
Could the relationship that Jill is experiencing with her sister be causing health problems for her?
Oh, 100% yes. 100%.
I agree.
Yeah, 100% yes. The stress is the number one thing that creates physical problems in our life. It's the emotional, it's emotional and stressful. Yeah, all the emotions and stress that creates all the health ailments in our life, or most of it, I should say, if not all of it.
The other thing that was upsetting to me is I did call another show last night, and I kind of asked the same thing, and his response to me was, I have a chemical imbalance, like it's my fault. And I told my daughter, it's the things that are negative that you remember, it's not the positive things.
Right. But to put it this way, just start surrounding yourself with pleasant atmosphere, pleasant people, that's it. You see her on your phone, you look at caller ID, you see her on your phone, just let it go into voicemail. Do not feed into the negativity.
Okay,
just start creating.
So you feel like the person last night wasn't correct.
I don't feel like that was correct. I mean, are you getting a little sick because of it? Yes. You're getting a little sick because you're going nuts because you're allowing this to happen. But once you block it out, I don't want you to watch the news, and I don't want you to pick up any calls from her until she's ready to compromise or apologize or something. But no, I don't.
She's incapable of taking any personal responsibility for anything.
Well, what you need to do is literally just block her out, because I said, you're not going to change her, but you can change your views. You know, there's a saying that, you know, I saw a picture of a sailboat in the middle of the ocean, and there is a caption underneath it. It says, you might not be able to control the winds, but you can adjust your sails.
True.
You might not be able to control the situation, but you can control how you choose to deal with it.
True. That's a good analogy. Is that the word, analogy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
All right, but you
well,
just
thank
need
you
just
for
to
calling,
start respecting yourself.
Thank you.
That's your answer.
All right, you have a good day.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay. And now we're going to take a break.
I just wanted to say my number. Is that okay?
Yes. Oh, please.
If anybody wants to reach me personally, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02 for a private reading. And I do arty parties. I do parties where I travel to people's homes and to do parties. And I do events. So, or just go to artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Artie.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to take just a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and talk with the other callers.
Cool.
Prepare to be shocked. Prepare to be moved. Prepare to laugh. Prepare to cry. And prepare to be inspired. Dive into David Clark's latest book, Shades of Gay, and you will find yourself plunged into the trenches of sexual addiction. You will embark upon a kaleidoscopic tour from the abyss to higher ground. In the beginning, it was love at first sight when Daniel and Mark met, but through the years, that same love became tainted. Daniel, an alcoholic and sex addict, has found himself unable to resist the lure of other men. When Mark discovers his infidelity, he leaves Daniel, who begins a dark descent into sexual tryst after tryst. Shades of Gay reveals the myriad desires a lost man can permit his body and soul to revel in despite the pain they bring. But can such fleeting moments of pleasure bring meaning to life? Will Daniel realize the love he had with Mark is worth more than the sweat spent in other men's beds?
And that book is Shades of Gay by David Clark, and it's available on Amazon.com. We have three callers left, so I'm going to ask the callers to limit their time to about 5 minutes. And the next caller is Alfina. And Paula, can we have Alfina on the line?
Yes, hello.
Hello, is this Alfina?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Hi, Alfina.
You have
how
a question
you?
For Artie?
Yes, I'm wondering what he can pick up on my current relationship.
Not the greatest. That's what I'm getting. Hold on just a second. Are you constantly finding yourself repeating the same problems and keeps on repeating itself over and over again?
No.
Huh. Do me a favor. Let me have your first name, and your last initial.
Alfina B.
Alfina D. And what's his first name, if you don't mind me asking?
His first name is Ryan.
It's what?
Ryan.
Okay. All right, I'm just looking at the cards right now. Okay. I know I'm going to tell you things you don't want to hear. It's not going to work out to your expectations. And all I'm saying is because we're on the radio, I can go more in depth. But this is what I'm getting. This is nicely, generally speaking, without getting in detail about it on the radio. It's not going to work out to your expectations. There's going to be circumstances coming up within the next 3 months that you weren't expecting, and I feel like, I don't know if it's, he keeps on going back to the past, like his past is following him, or it's your past that's following you, and I feel like because these issues from the past isn't resolved, it's going to keep on presenting issues. And I'm usually a very enthusiastic, positive person, and I'm just getting the overall that you're going to see that issues from the past is going to end up creeping up. So I'm going to ask this question on your behalf. Is this relationship resolvable? All right, that's what I'm going to ask the angels right now. Is this relationship capable of getting better? Because the energy of where it's at right now, you're going to notice what I said is going to be true. So hold on, let me see. Is there a way for this to become more? You want to know something? Give yourself your freedom. Like, don't harp on each other. As far, you need to have a lot of trust in this relationship. And by you, like, giving each other that kind of trust with each other, your relationship stands a much greater chance. And I don't know if it's him that's jealous or controlling or it's on your side, but I'm getting, like, there's, like, some either jealousies or trust issues. And it's like, you know, just the littlest things. It's like, well, why were you doing that? Or why was this happening? Or, you know, it's like, it's just rather than
did
just.
Did you say, like, jealousy and trust issues on either part of us?
Well, this is what I was speaking of. It has to do
I don't understand that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, you're entitled to say that, but I just told you within 3 months you're going to understand everything that I'm saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that all you pick up?
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. Can you say your first name again, please?
Alfina.
Alfina Dayanai. I don't know why the number 7 is going to be a very strong impact in your life.
Mm.
Number 7. I don't know why, but for some reason I strongly see the number 7. I don't know if it's the month of July on the day of number 7. I wish I could be more specific, but this is all that I'm getting. But something about the number 7, you're going to notice there's going to be a strong impact in your life with Ryan,
mm-hmm.
and it has to do with the number 7, unless if he gives you 7 diamond rings. So
7, like, what about 7? You can't be more specific than that, or they can't tell you or something. I just kind of have to guess if it's 7 days or 7 months or the number 7 itself.
No. I don't like doing 7 weeks, 7 months, 7 years. I don't do that.
Yeah.
That,
well,
that,
then
that,
what is the number 7 for? Like, I don't understand that. Like,
I know
what you're talking about.
Right. I don't understand. For some reason, it's either going to be the 7th. You'll know this.
May I
you
ask
know.
Something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, why is it the guides or cards or whatever, you know, when they give you something, like a number, you don't know exactly what it is they're talking about, wouldn't they be more specific in telling you, like, oh, okay, this number 7, like, for this, it represents this. Like, why is that?
That's a very good question because, you know, I don't know why. So I'm asking the angels right now as far as what is it with the number 7. But I'm telling you, I'm not wrong, it's going to happen on the day of the 7th. You're going to notice there's going to be, and I don't wish anything bad upon you. I God bless you a billion times with life, health, happiness.
No, I mean, that's like so, like, like what you
so
just
general.
Said.
I
you said, no,
that.
You're not wrong, right? Like you said, you're not wrong. I mean, nobody really knows, like, the whole, like, you can't tell me my future, right? Like, that's something that I decide for myself. So for you to say that you're not wrong, that's something big. I don't know if you're talking about that or, like, negative.
Hold
that's
on.
Happen on
yeah,
the
I,
7.
Understand what, I understand what you're saying. I understand
it's like
exactly.
Saying you're God himself. Like,
no,
that
put
I
it
don't
this
believe.
Way. You have to understand something. I only have, like, 2 minutes. When I do a full private reading, I get really involved, and it goes very well. You're talking only a few minutes here on the radio, so it's not like I could do an all-out read private reading for you on the air. That's not this purpose.
No,
you
I've actually
me about your
pinpointed
relationship.
My question of
I
what
told
I wanted
you what the relationship
and you didn't do
about.
That. You were just, like, getting guesstimations. So I'm wondering why you can't be specific. You're talking about the number 7, and you don't know what it means. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
I will tell you this. By the month of July, trust me, by the month of July, you will notice that there is something that's going to backstab you like you would not believe. Do I wish this upon you? I don't wish this upon you. I am telling you what I'm getting.
Oh,
because
so
I
you're
heard
God
the
himself,
name.
Right? You can move the mountains.
I heard
water.
The name
like,
Judith.
That's what you're talking about, right?
I heard
Excuse
the name
me,
Judith.
Whatever.
We're going to have to move on. I'm sorry, Alfina. Thank
sorry.
You for calling.
See, she doesn't
okay,
like
our next caller
answer.
Is Al. Go ahead, Artie.
I just wanted to say, she's one of the people, she did not like what I had to say. So she was
right.
being very defensive. And I understand
yeah.
it because people want what they want, you know?
Right.
And I understand it. She's upset because I'm not telling you, like, oh, yes, you're going to get married, you're going to have three kids, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I didn't see it like that. And I'm telling you, and I'm not wrong, I will say this to her and anybody else, then there is going to be some kind of backstab, because I just heard Judas, and Judas, to me, represents somebody who is a backstabber. You know, you're
right.
going again. So,
right.
And that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. And this is what I said before. You know, you're not going to please everybody with the reading. I tell them what you asked me a question. I told you my gut feeling. Do I know you personally?
Right.
No, I don't know you personally. But that's my gut feeling.
Right. Well, we have two callers left. There are
okay.
several listeners. But the next caller is Al. And, Al, I think we have you on the line, don't we?
Hi, Artie and David.
Hey, Al.
Hi there.
Hi. My mother passed recently, and I just wondered if there's anything that she would want me to know.
Okay. Do you want to know something? For some reason, I keep on seeing something like the Wizard of Oz, like the Wizard of Oz, like there's a big ball coming down, like it's a big bubble of some sort. There's a connection. I strongly see like the nice Witch of the West from the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And you are going to see a message coming from the clouds. There's something within the clouds that is going to be presented to you that you know for a fact that that's going to be a message from your mother. Now, this could be a cloud that's in the image of an angel.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a cloud in the image of a heart or a hand. But you will strongly know that your mother is coming to visit you, and there's going to be a message coming to you from the clouds. It's going to be in the clouds. And it's not like you're going to be strongly searching for it. It's just that you happen to look, and it's going to be right there in front of you. What is it with the time of around July 11th?
July 11th.
Is this when somebody passed or somebody's birth date? Approximately July 11th.
That doesn't ring a bell for me, July 11th.
It is somebody's birthday, Al, but you know.
Oh.
It's Shepherd's birthday.
Oh.
It's Shepherd's
really?
Birthday. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, who is Shepherd?
I know Al, Artie, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm very good with dates.
Yeah, she was a good friend of ours that died from cancer. It's been quite a while now, but she's a very, very spiritual person.
Okay, well, believe it or not, she's here right with you right now, and that was the person who I was actually picking up, even though you wanted to pick up on your mother. Who is Mary or Margaret? Mary, Margaret, first name, middle name?
Well, Mary, I have a cousin, Mary, who passed within the last year.
Okay, because she's also around you also. And she's like rubbing your shoulders right now, and she said, be patient.
Okay.
She said, be patient. She said, things are going to come around for you this year. She says, things aren't going to happen for you as fast as you would like this year. She said, but be patient because everything really is heading in the right direction. The momentum is heading in the right direction.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay, so she said, be patient and not to worry. As far as your mother, hold on a second. What is it about a bunch of crystals or stones or rocks?
Crystals, stones, or rocks. Thing I can think of is she had a crystal chandelier that went to her granddaughter.
Okay.
If you're talking about my mom, stones or rocks, I just don't make a connection there. But crystal chandelier, that's the only thing I can make a connection with.
Hold on a second. All right. Hold on a second. Okay, you are going to hear a voice from. She's letting you know that she hears you every time you talk to her.
Okay.
All right? Every time you talk to her, she 100% hears you. Hold on a second. You're actually going to be hearing her voice calling your name.
Okay.
You're going to be hearing her voice calling your name. I just want you to know that it is not going to be your imagination. And also, I'm getting there's a scent of, like, flowers around you, that there's no way that you could smell flowers around you. And she's telling me, she goes, that's her. That's going to be one of her signs to you. If you didn't smell this already, it's going to happen.
Okay. Well, she loved flowers and plants. That was important to her. She enjoyed having outings to get new plants and things like that.
It's almost like I'm seeing you in the car, and all of a sudden you're going to start smelling roses or flowers, and it's like, how is that possible? And I'm just letting you know you're not going wacko.
Okay.
Are you concerned about your hair? Have you been, like, worried about either going bald or gray or something? Are you, like, always concerned about your hair?
Well, I've been going bald for a long time. You know, my hair's been thinning for a long time. Just this past year, I started getting gray in my hair and along the sides.
Okay, because I'm seeing your mother patting your hair, and it's like I'm just seeing just a little. She's just being playful with it, and she's just patting it. She's telling me to tell you. She said she still thinks you're very handsome. She says you're my boy, and you're very handsome, and I love you.
Well, she said both those things to me quite a bit, and it's funny you would say about the hair, because she always kept telling me she couldn't believe I still had my hair because my father had lost it so early. So she. So that's actually that those comments make quite a connection for me. She was a very supportive person, so she did tell me I was handsome and she loved me. So that those things definitely ring a bell.
And there you go.
And Al, we're going to have to move on. We have one more caller.
Okay. Well, thank you, Artie and David.
My
thank
pleasure.
Thank you, Al, for calling. Okay, our next caller is Mary Lou.
Hi,
so
Artie.
If we can have Mary Lou on the line.
Lou.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Very good. Very good. Okay. All right, as far as with Mary Lou, hold on a second. You know what? Do you go to the gym regularly or at all?
No, I don't have the funds for that.
Okay, start walking around then. Start going for walks around the block. I'm feeling like you need to start doing more stretching exercises, even if it's around your house, or start going for walks. I feel like you need this. Your body needs this.
I agree.
You know, and, you know, it's like, you know, my mom always used to say, you know, This mare ain't what she used to be.
Well, thank God.
What was that?
Thanks a lot.
So, no, but what I'm saying is that it's very important for you to do your exercises and to stretch so that you could keep your energy and you can keep your flexibility and your strength. That's the reason why. So, you know, as we're getting older, exercise really is important in your life. It is. You can't take it for granted.
Yeah, I'm having circulation problems. I think that's why.
Right, and this is exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm not saying this to be disrespectful to you.
I'm totally agreeing.
Okay. Hold on a second. You want to know something? You're going to end up getting more involved with either baking or cooking.
I'm a baker. I bake bread.
Oh, you bake bread. Okay. Because I see you in front of the oven. That's why I said that. And your abilities are actually going to expand. You're going to be doing more recipes than what you've been doing, and I see that expanding. And as a matter of fact, you're going to end up helping somebody cook or bake for some kind of special event of what's going on for them. You'll be baking or cooking for... Yeah, on behalf of somebody's fun event or, you know. So that's something that you have to look forward to. It'll happen within this year also.
Oh, I just bake and cook to get all the unhealthy things out of my diet so that I don't swell up and have circulation problems. There you go. So instead
Very
of going
well,
to
Well, Mary
the
Lou, you had a question you wanted to ask Artie, and we're running short on time.
Okay.
So why
yes.
don't you go ahead and ask him?
Artie, I wanted to know if you see anything developing in my love life in the near future.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Do I see love life happening? And how much time do we have, Dave?
We have just 4 minutes left.
4 minutes?
Yes. We can
okay,
run a little bit over, though, Artie. That's all right. The show
right,
will stop being live. It will go to record, but we can run over, so that's not a problem.
All right. All right. That's fine. As far as her love life, can you tell me your first name and then your last initial?
Mary Lou Yu.
Mary Lou Yu. Okay. First of all, what I'm getting is that when you do, you're gonna end up meeting somebody at a social gathering where you know other people. It won't just be one-on-one and that's it. You're going to be around familiar faces when you meet the next person who you're going to be dating or going out with or gaining another relationship. But what I'm getting with this is that don't always feel like you have to be right and don't always feel like you always have to take control. Allow yourself just to be very fluid as far as being a great listener as well as a, you know, I know you're a good communicator, but also not everything has to go your way. So allow yourself to be a little more open and a little more expansive.
Okay.
In your ways, okay? But I do feel like you're going to have, like, two good relationships within this year that will present itself to you. And it's going to be up to your choice as far as how far you want it to go, whether it be just platonic, but one of them is going to have the capability of being serious.
Okay.
And one of those relationships, so long as you make yourself accessible, all right, if you just stay at home, nothing's going to happen. But if you make yourself accessible to social events and good times, then it's going to happen around the end of August, beginning of September.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling in, Mary Lou.
Thank you. I love to hear
okay,
what you're taking.
Thank you to all the other listeners that are out there. Artie, I had so many questions left to ask you. Would you be willing to come back another time?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Great, great.
Yeah.
All
you have to do is ask and you shall receive.
I had a lot of ground I wanted to cover with you, but the callers were more important. So I thank you very much for your time, and I wish you well in all of your endeavors.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I had a lot of fun. Time flies when you're having fun. It was a pleasure.
That's right. It sure does.
Okay.
So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.